Don't say get the thumbs got no wow dot the wow gok yo I seen a walk fun wood to see gossoyan egua
Dallas was got and see gosson
and you're listening to another episode of the Cree Chatter Hour. We want to welcome you back on this nice freezing nistogisago noche. You know, I don't know, this February month here has been kind of up and down when it comes to weather. It gives us a little bit of that gamuska make, like that spring like weather. It makes us feel like we're in spring, then boom, it's back to pepun kind of weather. We eat the make outside.
Tapay, why we eat the make? It's been very kisin.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of that, you know, we were just down there in Sutina with our Dene relatives. We were down there speaking at a youth, young adult forum there. And we just made it back in time, you know, going there. You know, it was Mispun. It was snowing a lot. And then coming back, you could just feel it. The more north we came back home, the more freezing it was.
Me tip that why we to make the Miss Spoony Boony Boon Boon. It was really cold, really cold, and we're really thankful that it's coming out here now, that we made it home. Now it's time for us to kind of get going in our weather travel some more here. Holy man, we're going to be really busy.
It's been really good, though. But one thing I really enjoy about when we get to travel to new places, because it's always our Indigenous communities, is that we get to hear different languages and see different customs.
No, back there in Sutina, we talk about the Dene relatives, and they speak really wonderful with their language, and it's really good to hear different kind of languages. But no, we've been really, really busy. Sorry we haven't been around the past few weeks, you know, kind of traveling, kind of blessing the world with round dance music and all that stuff. So
but bless, you know, me, bless me.
I'll bless you. I think
our last episode you even shared that song, and you had to make sure. But if you guys haven't seen that already, I'm pretty sure that trend settled down a little bit. Anyway, speaking of that, though, things that are coming up here. The Juno Awards. The Juno Awards, you guys, is going to be held here in Treaty 6 territory, actually in a Musquechua Skyganik Edmonton Beaver Mountain House. And it's actually pretty exciting. This is the second year that they have a traditional Indigenous artist group of the year. And, you know, 4 out of the 5 nominees are from here in Alberta, which is pretty cool.
No, it's really cool that they brought it over to Treaty 6 territory.
And I believe the 3 out of those 4 are from Treaty 6. We have the Bearhead Sisters, we got Northern Cree, and Joel Wood. They're all up in that category, which is pretty cool, you know, to have so many talented people from our area. It's going to be exciting, though. I'm going to be doing a part of singing for the Juno Fest, I believe, on the 11th at the Starlight Room. You can purchase your tickets online. Just shameless plug there. Plug that in there.
The odds are in our favor for Nehiyowak to represent.
Definitely.
Because when we talk about that, we have, like you said, 3 people. Well, like the Bearheads and Northern Cree. And
there's 4 from Alberta, 3 from our area around here.
And so that's really cool. I mean, that's really exciting. Another thing that's really exciting, speaking of awards, Nawigi Magan, I just seen you got your cute little Aptini's little tiny little...
the Native American Music Awards. I believe that was back in November. I was up for like 4 different awards, but I didn't get to go because that's when they had that real, you know, big blizzard over there neat day in Buffalo, New York. That's where it was, and I finally got my award, but I got Artist of the Year at the Native American Music Awards 2022.
I see why people weren't really posting about receiving their award. It's a little tiny little thing, and it's
plastic. I've had some in the past, and they were like heavy. They had some weight, and looked like glass or something like that. But now it's a little bit smaller.
Yeah,
it's plastic, but I'm happy to get it and be recognized. So that's pretty cool.
They had budget cuts, I guess, this time with the nannies, like the band office.
More. Wonder who the chief of the Native American Music Awards is. It's going to be a really good time, though. You guys, make sure you watch, tune in if you're here in Canada, even if you're out of Canada. I know we have a lot of listeners on the show from the U.S. side of things. You can watch the Juno Awards online. You know, last year I was the first winner of the Traditional Artist or Group of the Year. I just got my Juno a little while ago and I opened it up online, but that was pretty exciting. I'm excited for everybody. You know what I'm more excited, though? To see our traditional music recognized here on our land here. You know, it's been here since before this place was called Ganatan. And before it was called Canada, this music has always been here. And I think it's a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of.
You know, it's a real beautiful thing, the Wigamagan. Looking what? At that real hot, heavy Juno Award compared to that NAMI tiny little plastic award.
Either, you know what? I think stuff like that, though, recognition is nice. I pride myself in sharing our music from, you know, our Nehiyowak and our grassroots here. And I think it's just cool to be amongst the, just a little, that recognition is a huge honor, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not really about the statue or how big or how heavy they are, Dallas. It's about the, you know, having our music heard.
That's so true. But, you know, we're coming from the Munyawak world. I mean, if they could, you know, rep inside that same kind of thing and coincide.
Rep inside.
Yeah, like the reptiles.
What's rep inside? It was, boy, that's exactly why this is the Cree Chatter Hour, not the Munyaw Chatter Hour. Otherwise, I'd be correcting him on his English there, too.
Yep.
Speaking of that, though, we are going to be hosting a round dance, the Juno Week, at the River Cree. And that, you know why we decided to, you know, throw that idea out there for the BT Simuin for the Juno Week is because last year when we were in Toronto, they had all these cool parties, you know, and that's not how we celebrate things. No judgment to others who choose to celebrate like that. But we thought, man, you know, wouldn't it be, Dallas actually said that, wouldn't it be cool to have something for our Indigenous people to celebrate this week and the music and the nominees, and a round dance was perfect. So, you know, we'll be teaming up with the Sagiwe Festival and holding a round dance Juno Week that Friday, I believe.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about and think about, you know, how far we come as Indigenous artists and musicians and winning such a prestigious award at the Junos, and then seeing our, you know, after that again, Mamnigwe at these after parties, you know, it's kind of taken, you know, one step forward and two steps back, actually, and absolutely, I think this is a fantastic way to
celebrate. So excited now. He's trying to, you know what, only because it's election season, he has this certain voice on now.
Yeah.
But I think what Dallas meant to say was it's nice to have an outlet for our people to celebrate in the way that we choose to. And how do we celebrate things here in Indian country as we BT Simuin, Igwabat Simuin, Igwa sing and dance, and I think it's going to be a beautiful turnout. So you guys stay tuned for the poster. Hopefully we'll have it out tonight, or if not tomorrow for sure, because we want the word to get out there. I just seen that there's another BT Simuin Nite Four Bears segment that same weekend. It's a two-night round dance, actually. So if you're looking to travel a little more for BT Simuin, go check that out. I do believe they just had a poster out today. Speaking of that, though, you know, it almost seems like we don't have too much of a break between BT season and Igwapuat Simuin season, because you see that there's some powwow posters coming out. Don't forget, Saddle Lake Powwow is going to be out too. My first year as powwow president, we just released a save the date. Igwa, Dallas, you have any word on Frog Lake Powwow Chief?
Absolutely not. I don't even know if they're going to have a powwow.
They haven't had one for a little while, eh?
No, for like 3 or 4 years.
Really?
It's been a while since they had one.
It's too bad because they have such a beautiful arbor. No, it's actually 2 years, I thought. 2020, when was that first summer when everybody after COVID there, 2021?
I'm not too sure in the Wigamagan because, no, not even 2022.
Yeah.
I'm really confused.
2022. It was 2022.
Yeah.
No, 2021.
Yeah.
2021. But that was it. I remember we went to, they had a powwow there. It was a real wicked turnout because remember that? We had to go park the camper like real way early.
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
It's Moy Wayo. Yeah. It's not even far from
maybe
where
Onion
we
Lake.
Live.
You're thinking about Onion Lake. No.
There. Moy Wayo. And I remember we had all our kids plus all my cousin, my relative Dana's kids, all in that trailer all weekend. You remember that? It was pretty good though. But I'm looking forward to everything coming up, you know. I don't mind this kisin yutin outside way we tamik, this really freezing wind, but I think it's good. I think it's good for, you know, the sicknesses going around. Cold, what I heard is that cold kills off the sicknesses and viruses and stuff like that. Yep. But do check on our relatives, you guys, you know, the ones who are houseless, and check on your elder relatives too, see if they need anything. You know, you can get them a little bit of groceries, egua, if they need a little bit of sunyao or something like that. Go check on your relatives in this cold weather.
I was just kind of looking at thinking of how you could say aliens, though, but it says alien, alienate. So aliens.
Yeah. I thought I found, no, I found a cool word for that. I know we're jumping into that now.
Something like that, yeah. Alienated, alienated. Buscapayo. That sounds cool.
I don't even know if you're saying that right.
Buscapayo. He is alienated in the sky with the tutu men. Hey, maybe that's a word for you. Probably no, use for aliens. No,
I think I remember I shared a word for alien a couple of weeks ago when we were doing Halloween stuff, and I can't remember what it was. Boy, I gotta remember. I gotta write these stuff down. We'll share some more words though. But speaking of things have been, Dal. I know we went to a few BC Simmons, Egua, Wisconsin. Gee, Dal.
Hello, Wisconsin.
That was pretty cool because, a good friend of ours, Dr. Mike Sullivan, he studied his language over there too. And it's really nice to meet other people who share the same kind of passion and drive on restoring, revitalizing, and also teaching our language. And you know, like I said, one of the main drives of why me and myself wanted to learn the language, because I noticed there wasn't too many people my age who were speaking it or sharing it too much. And I found that pretty alarming because I thought, well, you know, who's going to speak it for us and who's going to hand it down to, you know, our next generation, like our kids?
I think it's going to be, it's going to have to be us to take that upon
ourselves. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. So, we've been really busy, and I mean, we're happy to be back here.
Busy is good, though, but getting back to the language stuff, I know, Dallas, when we go different places, like, for instance, when we went to Wisconsin, we seen Harvey Drever there, and every single time Dallas sees Harvey Drever, he talks to him in Nehiwewin.
Yeah, I mean, because he's been out there for, like, 25 years, and, I mean, we had talked to his Gwigmagan, and I know she had mentioned that he loves it when the Nehiwa come out down east, right? So he has a chance to practice his language.
Yeah.
I'm not as fluent as him, and I do understand when he does talk, but I give him that opportunity to talk because I do ask him questions and the best of my ability in Nehiwewin.
You know what? And you could see that it's really appreciated, though, hey? It's really appreciated. I know when I see you guys converse, it's a really nice thing to witness.
Yeah, it is. It's good to talk to. I call him. Before I headed down that way, I got to learn a couple of words, and I got to use them with him, right? I had called him Nitsi Xenis, right? And he really, really liked that. He started laughing, and he said, oh, moi Xenis. And then I said,
the next word
I
used
was Nitsi Kaseno, right? So I utilized the two words that I learned down here with him, and we talked about that, and he talked around that, right? So, and there was, you know, laughter around that. So, but the thing was, I learned these two words and I traveled down that way because that's the first time I spoke them.
I remember on our last episode you shared those words. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool, you know, to learn, not to learn, but to even for me as a language learner, I still learn words and I take them and I practice them, right? So I practice them with older people and, you know, just to get those kind of reactions, right? So I think even for myself, just to be more, to more speak and more with the language, it's more, it's something I got to do quite more.
Are you talking about like a goal for yourself?
I guess a goal for myself, yeah.
It's really good though. We were talking about how you use those words, and actually on our last couple episodes, you kept using those words, but that's a good example of how putting in the work to learning language works. You know, take a couple of words that really stick out to you and that you really want to learn and use them every opportunity you can get. Like Dallas was talking about Nitsi Kaseno, Nitsi Kasenis. He learned those two words from two elders that were actually listening to our show, and they shared that with him, right?
They did.
We went to the giveaway ceremony at Blue Quills, and look how long ago that was. But even from then to now, Dallas was using those words and it traveled with him to go see Harvey. That's what I mean. Take some words that really stand out to you and use them, phrases, anything. Ask questions. How do you say this? How do you say that? And use those every opportunity you can get. But with that being said, guys, tune in right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.